Wow! Okay. Ooh. Wow! Welcome to Confidently Insecure, the podcast where we're absolutely sure we don't know everything. I am Zach. I'm having this baby. No, I'm not, but you should see your faces, Tower.
And I'm Kelsey Down Bad Dara.
Ooh, that is not wrong. Okay. Here's a sentence I thought I would never, ever utter in my life.
Okay.
I am pregnant.
Giving every confident bottom ample time to scream. I mean, first of all, I know what you're all thinking. No, it's not mine.
Yes, that's exactly what everyone was thinking. First of all, second of all, I'm going to just go ahead and say it. I am having an abortion. And this will be a two-part episode. We're filming one now. We'll film one
post. They're going to say a two-part abortion.
Oh, God. I hope not.
Like sometimes, they go in there, they like yes. just wound it.
Sometimes that happens. Yeah, sometimes you got to go in like 3 days in a row. It's crazy.
Whoa.
We'll talk all about it. But just to preface everything up front, that's what we're talking about today.
And I feel like if you're listening to this, it's too late for you to try to dissuade her.
Oh, yeah. This has gone public after I've already had the abortion. But currently, right now, as we are filming this,
there's something cooking.
There is something. And let me be very clear. As much as we might joke, because that's what we do, because we're fucking comedians, about a baby, it is not a baby inside of me.
It's basically aged cum.
It's a cluster of cells developing against the wall of my uterus. And if y'all could see what it looks like.
Oh, my God.
Horrific.
Alien.
Get it out of me.
It looks like an alien.
Get it the fuck out of me.
Oh.
Okay, so I feel like first, this isn't a joke. Like, don't worry, I'm not pranking y'all.
That would be hilarious.
It would be kind of funny. But I know what maybe some of you are thinking right off the bat. Like, wait, Kels, you just froze your eggs and made embryos. Does this have something to do with that? Aren't you excited?
Are you extra fertile because of that?
I'm glad you asked. We'll get to that.
Everything I've said, she's like, we'll talk about that later.
Well, yeah. I figure if I go down one track, I'll lose my whole fucking... You're right. But I figured some people might think because I was just making a bunch of fertility content that like this was on purpose.
Sure.
It was not. I froze my eggs twice and made embryos one of those times 3 or 4-ish months ago. And the reason why I did that 3 or 4 months ago was because I do not want children right now.
Yeah.
This was a insurance plan. This was a backup. This was actually to do so that I don't have to think about this for a very long time, if ever.
Yeah, that embryo is kind of like a scientific baby, and this one you have right now is more organic, farm to table.
Yeah, it's very au naturel.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, okay, what the fuck is going on? As of today, I am almost 6 weeks.
As the time of this recording?
Yeah.
Okay.
By the time it comes out, it'll be gone, so who cares?
Wait, I do think it'd be kind of funny if you, like, jotted down what like birth date it might be.
We know it would be a Capricorn,
but do you know like if you did 9 months to the day of conception?
Oh, it would be
oh no, longest pause ever while Kelsey
February 1st.
Okay, so let's maybe have like a
party.
Yeah,
like a I'm still child
and, like, when
free.
We meet people we can be like,
today would have been
2 years old.
Oh my God. Every year on that. Well, of course, I think every year on that date, I will think about it.
Sure.
Like, or I could have.
Wait, is the date of when they would have been born or the date of the abortion?
No,
more...
I think I'll honestly forget the day of the abortion.
Oh, okay.
I feel like it's not going to be that big of a thing.
Because it only takes you out for a day.
Yeah. Well, we'll go over it. Okay. See, I just did it again.
And it's okay. It's okay. I respect you and your journey to abort the fetus.
And I think you're only being nice to me because I am pregnant. Otherwise, if this was a regular podcast, you'd be like, well, just fucking tell me, Kelsey. Well, you want me to ask questions to educate the public?
Well, listen, your hormones are all over the place.
I've never felt more normal in my life. I'll just say that. Okay, so let's go rewind. How the fuck did this happen?
I assume a man nutted in you. But
it was an alien.
We'll talk about that later.
I was abducted.
Okay,
they probed me.
If you were abducted, I'd be like, we have to see what it is.
Yeah. Well, oh my God. There's
we
no
have
way
to see
I'm
what
aborting
it is.
An alien baby. No, this is a regular old degular schmegular.
I do love the idea, though.
Okay. Well, okay. Let me go rewind. Just so everyone knows, I was using birth control.
But she was using it.
I was using it. It was incorrectly being used. So, you know, I don't recommend the kind I was using, but okay, listen.
Maybe if you used it right.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. If I had been using it right, this wouldn't have happened.
I just love it that it was supposed to be a pre-exposure to cum thing, but you used it as like a post-exposure to cum thing.
Let me explain. I think I talked about it on the podcast.
I think so, too.
But I found out when I went to the gyno 3 weeks ago, because I knew something was going on with me, I literally took a pregnancy test. There was negative because it was too early to tell. I also got an STD panel. Everything was negative, baby. But during that appointment, I was going over like sex and birth control and things like that. And I was like, okay, so we had sex. I used my birth control. And she goes, hold on. What do you mean you had sex and then you used the birth control? And I was like, well, that's how it works, right? Like you, this new birth control that I've been on for over a year, it comes in sort of like a pre-filled applicator, like a tampon, and you squirt this gel that's birth control, non-hormonal birth control, up your puss, and it kills everything in it. Kind of like a boric acid pill, like after I would have sex.
Or a flamethrower.
Or a flamethrower that you shove up your cooch.
All the cum's like,
exactly. So that's what I thought I was doing. So instead of setting myself up where the way you're supposed to use it, which is using it before sex and giving myself like a really strong, like defense, like cum killing gladiators.
Red Rover, send semen right over.
I instead basically was like shooting this post cum, which is like sending like a blind fucking rodeo clown in with a lasso. Like, get it one by one.
Wow.
Go get them, partner. So I was using it incorrectly and I did not know until I was already pregnant, but I didn't know that I was pregnant. So when she told me that, I came back and I was like, whatever many months, I've been using this wrong. Not only that, I was using it incorrectly with Sir.
Whoa.
So I've actually been very lucky that this hasn't happened a lot sooner.
Wow.
Yeah.
Damn.
This could have gone a horrifically different way.
I don't even like the idea of Sir having...
Let's stop talking about him. He makes me nauseous. So I just wanted to start there. I was on birth control. I was also actively not trying to get pregnant by freezing my eggs, so I didn't have to think about it.
You were on birth control with air quotes.
Yes. I was on it. I was sitting on top of it.
Yeah.
After someone came in.
Yeah.
Instead of before.
Yeah.
So the other part about why the egg freezing thing is important for this episode is because what a lot of people don't know with egg freezing and embryo and fertility journeys, when you're juicing yourself up with all these crazy hormones and stuff, it really fluctuates your period post-retrieval.
Oh, so you thought this might be just a common side
effect.
Yes.
So the first time I did it, I didn't have a period for like 3 months. And I never once was like, oh my God, am I pregnant? I just knew that that was a side effect. I knew it throws it off because you've injected yourself with all these hormones. It takes your body time to regulate back to normal. So I was like, oh, I'm expecting that to happen again. So both of those entities combined, the me thinking, oh, I missed my period because that's post egg retrieval. I'm going on 3 months. That's average. And incorrectly using birth control. When the moon hits your eye, that's a big pizza pie. That's a pregnancy. So I missed my period. I knew that I would. Here's the crazy part. I had spotting one day. So I was like, oh, my period was trying to come, but it was the hormones crazy. Oh, well.
Sure.
So the next month comes by and nothing happens. And I'm like, I didn't even spot. If anything, I would think it would get more.
Yeah.
Now here's the kicker, y'all. About a week before, 99 cent store, going out of business. Me and my little gremlin fingers, I get in there. I said, what can I take? What's something in here? Give me buy, more. They had their 99 cent pregnancy test on
sale.
Which
are for sure extremely effective.
You would think that they aren't. Guess what? They're the exact same brand that they use in hospitals.
Oh!
And I know that because a dear friend who is an ER nurse told me
I bet they charge $262 to do it
for
in a hospital.
For a 99-cent store pregnancy test that was also on sale for 50 cents. So I bought a bunch.
Yeah.
I was like, this is great. My friends might need it. I might. This is great. I bought a bunch as well as a bunch of other shit I didn't need or thought so. Put them in my bathroom. The crazy part was when my parents were in town a few weeks ago, my mom's like, why do you have so many pregnancy tests? And I was like, oh, they were having a sale. Not knowing at that time. So I wake up the other morning. It's Pride. Happy Pride.
It was Pride.
I love being queer.
We did not predict that.
I hate heteronormativity. Boo. Yeah. I'm brushing my teeth. This is how, like, how not prepared I was for it.
They're going to say how not pregnant I was.
I was. Could you believe I was brushing my teeth? This is how not prepared I was. I was brushing my teeth. In the past, if I've ever taken one as like either at the gyno or whatever, I've always like filmed it just being like, hee hee, oh gosh, this could be it. I didn't even think about it. My phone was downstairs. I was like, I don't need to film anything. There's nothing to film. I brush my teeth. I pee on this little stick. I put it in my windowsill. I'm brushing my teeth. 2 seconds goes by.
No.
And you know you're supposed to wait 3 minutes. 2 seconds goes by and I see the pedido crawling up the little, looks like a COVID test. And I see two lines and I just go, huh? And I immediately go downstairs, get my phone, come back upstairs, shut the door. I still have the toothbrush in my mouth. I spit everything out. I turn my phone on record because I'm like, I know me so well. I am going to black out. I don't remember this. When heightened emotions happen, I record things because I literally will not remember them. So I hit record. I put it down and I'd like to play it for you.
Oh my God. Yes.
This is
a content queen sits in front of me.
Me finding out. This is me walking up the stairs.
Oh, her eyes are wide as pie.
I still have the toothpaste in my mouth.
You know you're not supposed to swish?
Oh. Sounds like another episode's problem. I'm looking at the thing. My mouth is agape. I'm staring at it. Just staring at it.
Yeah.
Hoping I can change it with my eyes.
Now she's thinking about how to get the baby out.
Yeah, immediately. Just staring at
your
it.
Your mouth has never been more opener.
I get on the floor. I say, oh no. I pull out the box because I'm like, let me double check I'm
that
seeing
two
this
lines
accurately.
Mean.
I show the camera two lines.
Have you shown the camera yet the test?
Yeah.
You have?
Uh-huh.
I haven't seen it.
And I just say, oh no. I held it up right here.
Oh.
Two lines.
Wow.
I FaceTime my sister. She opens FaceTime. She's on a boat with my mom and dad.
Oh.
They answer like, hey, Kels. And I'm like, hello.
Hey.
What's up, Wow? What are you doing? Hey, I was going to tell you something funny, but since you're on a boat, I'll call you back later. Bye. Hang up. Immediately FaceTime you.
Y'all, first of all, FaceTime, like, we FaceTime sometimes, but not a lot.
No.
So I was like, this bitch is calling to cancel on me.
It's 7 in the morning.
That's what I thought.
On Pride.
Because you had plans to come over.
Yes, for Pride.
And then she holds up the test and I go, you have COVID?
And I said, no, you dumb bitch. It's a pregnancy test, which was really rude because how would you know?
Truly would never. And TV and film have taught me to look for a hard plastic
thing. Stick, not the
dipsticks. But you had this tiny, skinny little piece of paper. I was like, COVID, I guess.
Yeah.
Again, I was like, she's canceling on me. Oh, I have COVID. I can't come support gay people today.
Yeah.
I was pregnant.
And your reaction, I also got on camera.
No.
Yes, I did.
You screen recorded the FaceTime?
Yes. And you immediately, this is me calling you. Let's see.
Oh, my
Again,
God.
Called my sister. She's on a boat. I immediately call you. You pick up. And your face. Just absolute.
My jaw is my mouth.
And you go, what? And I'm just going, what
so
the
there's
fuck?
No audio?
No, which I'm pissed about because screen grabs. I'm sad that it doesn't record audio.
Do screen recording?
Does it?
They do normally.
No.
Yeah, they do.
I don't know how to do it. Someone teach me.
Well, maybe it doesn't do it on FaceTime because that's like an invasion of privacy.
Oh. Anyway, so, well, that's what I meant, FaceTime screen recording with audio. I then also call my two best girly friends to be like, I've never had to tell somebody that this is happening. And they gave me really good advice. They were like, okay, what do you want to do? I was like, there is no question in my mind. As soon as I saw the two lines, I knew I was getting an abortion. I knew. There was never 1% chance of me that was like, maybe not. Yeah. I never felt so confident about something in my life, which if anything has this experience has taught me, it's that I trust my gut so deeply. And like all those times where I've been like, I don't want kids right now. Like, I don't want kids. This has solidified that feeling of being like, I have been right this whole time, because not once have I wavered on my feeling about it.
Sure.
So they gave me really good advice. They were like, if you're 100% sure it's an abortion, then maybe lead with that. Because if you say I'm pregnant, it leaves all this space for someone to have a really gnarly thought process reaction.
But we're talking about like fearing for them in 30 seconds time.
Yes. And like,
that's being really considerate to a straight guy.
How would you want to be told?
I
wanted to tell them the best way I could.
I like can't fully obviously like answer that because I don't know what it feels like to be presented with new life.
Yeah.
And it's my fault.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gay guys have HIV.
Yeah.
Like that's like a, oh my God, take a test. Oh my God, I have HIV. Oh my God.
Instead of someone just saying that, wouldn't you rather be like, I'm going to say something that might seem shocking at first, but I want to like tell you that you're safe, you're this, like you're that, like there's this, and then be told? Because I did not just want to fucking, I mean, it was a perfect reaction, a perfect support system, and I am not wanting to have a kid. That's enough for my reasoning. I don't even have to want that. I don't have to say shit because I can do whatever I want with my body, and I'm very privileged and lucky that I live in a state that allows me to do so.
Also, it's not a good time for me for you to have a kid.
No? You busy?
I mean, it would really, really alter my my life.
Yeah.
And I'm not ready.
I don't want that for you.
I'm not ready as a non-blood related uncle.
I hear you. I called, eventually got a hold of my sister. She's still, I think, processing, shocked, because I think the funny thing about all of this is last week's episode or 2 weeks ago episode, we talked about what to do to help your friend through an abortion.
That was funny too, because that was one of the first things you said. Was rip jokes from the time Kelsey told me until I remembered we did an episode. I went, hey, I actually forgot to do any of those things that we talked about doing when your friend is getting an abortion.
That's hilarious.
And you were like, oh no, it's okay. Jokes are good too.
No, I said I need laughter right now because this is just so like, look, anyway, I said this 2 weeks ago in the episode about helping your friend through an abortion, and by the way, that was not about me. That genuinely was about one of my friends that was having an abortion. We were pregnant at the same time and didn't know it.
Also, what if you're aborting a queer kid?
Probably statistically for me.
Wow. On Pride.
You change your mind?
In Pride.
Are you changing your mind?
Okay, can you have it and we get a vibe and then decide?
What do we do with it if we don't want it?
Oh, no. Okay, that's the baby's problem.
Yeah, I hear you.
I bet we could sell it. Do people sell babies?
I did have one of my good friends reach out to me and was like, hey, I didn't tell them you were pregnant, but they are like desperately trying to adopt. Would you ever consider? And I was like, no!
No.
I don't want this. I'm obviously only telling my close friends. I'm not like...
And everyone listening?
Well, this will be after.
Oh.
Yeah. Because I'm deciding not to tell my parents for a couple reasons until after it's done, which I've like struggled a little bit with. First of all, I'm 33. I can do whatever the fuck I want.
Yeah.
They want grandchildren more than anything.
Oh, yeah.
And my parents are getting older and like, they constantly remind me of that. And I'm like, you're barking up the wrong fucking tree. Go bother my sister about that. And my dad does have a unique relationship to God with his sobriety. And I don't know that he wouldn't try to say something, not because he doesn't believe in the woman's right to choose, but because he would.
Thinks God has a plan.
Yeah. And he's like, I don't want to say selfish in his relationship with God, but like he has his thing and I don't need to be a part of that.
Totally.
And he doesn't need to be a part of what I choose.
I'd like to be excluded from the narrative.
Yes, of you and Jesus.
Yeah.
And then I haven't told my mom because she has a big fucking mouth and she would tell my dad.
Totally.
So I'm waiting till after. And I haven't figured out how I'm going to tell them yet. So next week's episode, we'll cover that.
That's so interesting. So they will find out. I was going to say, so again, I'm out of my depths, but like are there people who just have an abortion and don't tell anyone?
Most.
Okay.
I am a person who lives their life on the internet.
Yeah.
And my like what I see purpose in life has been to be on this planet is to
help other people
and help other people. And not that I didn't think about hiding. There's tons of things in my life I have hidden from the audience. Tons. Mm. This does not feel like something that is beneficial to hide.
Sure.
In fact, I actively believe we need to take the stigma out of abortion because abortion is healthcare.
Yeah.
I actively think the more I feel ashamed to talk about it or weird to tell people, that's a huge part of the fucking problem. Like, normalize abortion is my mantra. So in a way, it's like, I would rather fight that good fight once I am able to do that. And like right now, my only job is to get to next Wednesday, which is the abortion.
Wow.
So people have been asking me because it's like so early on, what does it feel like or what do I feel like? I knew something was wrong with my body and different because my boobs hurt so fucking bad. It's like the number one telltale sign people say.
That's so interesting. Do we know why? Because like the milk factory is turning on?
No, it's just hormones. You don't get milk till like 20 weeks or something.
Well, I know, but I thought it might be like a booting up process.
Possibly.
Like old school internet, but it's your titties and milk. It's like, you've got milk.
Nice. That was really good. But like that was the first, and here's the fucked up part. Your boobs get sore also when you're about to get your period. So I was going, my boobs are so sore.
But were they sorer?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, I imagine getting hit in the boob right now feels like what getting kicked in the dick is. It, like, kind of takes my breath away. And, like, I get a stomach ache.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's wild.
You have to pee all the time. So.
Wait, I have to pee all the time? Am I pregnant?
You could be.
That'd be so neat.
And the crazy thing is you're like, oh, maybe there's like stuff pushing on your bladder. No, 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 friends. It's your hormones are tricking your brain into thinking you need to pee, but it's just a lot going down there. So your brain doesn't understand like, oh, I'm pregnant.
It's just like, try peeing again.
Yeah, try peeing it out. Yeah.
And honey.
Hormones.
I'm gonna.
And my skin is very clear. Can you tell? Look how clear my skin is.
I don't notice skin.
Fuck you.
I'm just saying.
That's like you don't see color.
No, I just like, I don't notice it.
I feel very, like I have not had a single acne in like 3 weeks. It's
so
great.
Couldn't you just take like prenatal vitamins or something?
Yeah.
And then you'd have clear skin? Or no?
No, I think it's definitely the hormones pumping through my body.
Wow.
Right now.
Okay, wait. So is this a thing? Do people intentionally get early term pregnant and then abortions because they can get clear skin?
I don't think anyone in their right mind has
would
done
do that. Okay. Well, there's a lot of people out of their right mind.
So talking about just like the weirdest thing, I think because I know how far along I am, I can like look it up and see what's happening with it and like what's going on. And this is where it gets tricky in other places in the world of, what it means to be a fetus, and we'll go into that more right after this break. Hello, hello. It is wedding season, and if you're getting deep into the wedding season like we are, whether you're the bride, a bridesmaid, more like actually me, or a guest, that's Zach, Birdie Gray is about to be your new bestie. They've got the cutest, most affordable dresses that are perfect for any vibe. Birdie Gray believes that everyone in a wedding should look and feel great without breaking the bank. That's why all of their bridesmaid dresses start at just $99, and each one is so carefully designed with fabric, fit,
and color in mind. They are so freaking cute. You can also just use their dresses as a wedding guest. You don't have to be a bridesmaid. From chic black tie gowns to flirty floral garden party dresses, Birdie Gray has it all. And for the brides, they also have a beautiful collection of budget-friendly little white dresses, all under $150. Visit birdiegray.com now to get your first 5 swatches for free with code Kelsey. That's BIRDYGREY.com. Find your perfect palette.
Hey everyone, if you've got allergies, this is for you. Imagine a life without sneezing, itchy eyes, or avoiding your friend's house because they have a kitty cat.
Hey, we have cats.
I know. Thanks to Curex, allergies are no longer something you have to just deal with. They're optional.
Tell me more!
Over 100 million Americans suffer from allergies, and they're not just an inconvenience. Allergies are the number one reason people miss work.
Seriously, Zach, I have had so many freaking sinus infections due to allergies, and that is 100% why I have missed work and canceled on you for this podcast. So tell me more.
It's a family issue.
It's affecting our friendship.
Here's the good news. Allergies can be treated effectively, and you can make allergic reactions a thing of the past. All it takes is a couple of allergy drops every day, and in just 3 to 6 months, you could start feeling real relief. It's easier than brushing your teeth, which you should also start doing.
Thank you.
These allergy drops are trusted by doctors and backed by science. Ooh. Ever heard of it? With hundreds of studies from top institutions like Harvard Medical School. And the Mayo Clinic. Mayo. In fact, in Europe, they're the go-to treatment for allergies.
We love Europeans.
You can treat allergies to pollen, dust mites, mold, and even cats and dogs. Curex is the largest online allergy clinic, and they've already changed thousands of lives. The reviews are incredible. So, if you're serious about kicking those allergies to the curb, which I know you are, check out Curex. Treatment starts as low as $59 a month. Ooh. And if you sign up now, Curex is currently running a promotion, and you can save 80% off the $49 sign-up fee. Go to getcurex.com. That's GETCUREX.com. Don't let allergies control your life. Take control with Curex. Go to getcurex.com. That's GETCUREX.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Well, what's crazy is the Texas 6-week abortion law, mm-hmm. you'll be beyond that when you get it.
Uh-huh.
So you wouldn't qualify.
Correct. And that most is people don't even find out they're pregnant
wild.
Until after this period, which takes at least 4 weeks.
That is wild.
Yes.
Wild.
So right now, a lot of places are passing laws about like what's called the heartbeat bill, which is why they do it at 6 weeks. Because at 7 weeks, you can technically have a heart being formed inside of you. You can't necessarily hear it. A lot of times they don't do it until 12 weeks, but that's where like science says that like the heart is starting to be formed at 7 weeks. So that's why Republicans and Christians were like, oh, if it has a heart, it's alive. But guess what? Not a brain, because the brain comes first. The brain cells in the nervous system gets formed first.
Before the heart?
Yeah. So what? A heart makes it a human? Like, it doesn't make any sense. And I swear to God, y'all, if you could see pictures of what this thing looks like at 6 weeks, it's horrendous.
It's antagonistic is
it's
what it is.
Nothing like a human.
No.
I've never felt more confident that a fetus and an embryo is not a human being, baby.
No.
When I tell you I have a woman's intuition and I can like tap into my body, I do not feel a soul. There's not a human in me. I don't feel any connection to it. I don't feel like I've changed emotionally. Like there's nothing happening differently with me emotionally. And that's how I know it's shaming based for people that feel shame for something like this.
You murdered.
Exactly. So being that I will be having my abortion next week, I wanted to talk about some abortion facts and myth with you.
Oh, would love it.
Great. So even though abortion is not legal in all states, getting an abortion pill is legal in all 50 states. So let me explain. There are two ways, not Plan B, totally different.
Oh.
There are two ways to have an abortion. What's called the medical, which is through medicine. So a medicine abortion or a medical abortion, and a surgical abortion.
Okay.
A medical abortion is where you take, and you can order these pills online. You don't have to tell anyone you're ordering them, and you can take them without telling anybody. Hmm. And that is available in every state. It is legal. So even Texas, where you can't go get a surgical or a medical abortion at a clinic after 6 weeks, you can take these pills legally.
Oh,
to be shipped.
Wait, that seems kind of huge.
It is. And I didn't know that. I didn't know it was legal to ship.
That's wild.
Yeah. So there's the medicine abortion and the surgical. What is different? A lot of people think the surgical is more evasive and like riskier, but there's no proof saying that it is more risky. You're technically not having surgery because they're not inserting anything that is breaking a barrier.
Mm.
Your hole is already open and they're just going in there and sucking
it
out.
Yeah, it is.
You obviously have risks of going, puncturing the wall. Yeah, giving it a nick and a scratch. But my
or
egg
the baby,
retrieval.
Like, holding on and kind of dragging its
tiny nails. That's a horror story. My egg retrieval was more risky and evasive than an abortion. Taking the abortion pill, a medication abortion, is safer than taking Tylenol. It has.
Not for the baby. Am I right? Sorry.
I'm laughing because it's true. So.
I bet the baby disagrees with that.
Here's the kicker. I have had friends who've done both medication and surgical. Medication is something you can do at home. You take the pill, and then the next day you take like a big dose of another pill that basically forces a miscarriage.
Okay.
So it forces you into not labor, but it is expelling the pregnancy. So you are passing human tissue. So like there will be something that is coming out.
There will be blood.
There will be blood. And I think a lot of people have said that it is like having a period, but I have just personally heard from friends that the medication one is a lot more painful because it's not like a regular period. It's like getting contractions, essentially pushing something out.
Weird.
That is
like
not
involuntary.
Yeah. Labor, essentially.
Like kind of squeezing a ketchup packet
with
a baby in it.
Yes.
A chunk.
There you go. A French fry piece. And additionally, it lasts.
French fries sound good.
You guys wanted real? This is authentic. What else can you do? Well, this is not edited. With a medication abortion, it lasts minimum 2 days, maximum 4.
Okay.
And if you're doing it at home with a medication abortion and you're not doing it through your provider, there is no guarantee to know that it worked. Like, there's no way of double checking. Though, the medication abortion is 98% effective up to 11 weeks. So it's 98% sure that it's out, but there's always that 2% chance without going back to your provider to make sure. So that's why it's important.
Look in the toilet and be like, that's for sure it.
No, because it happens over days. You're kind of like bleeding like a dog having babies, like puppies. You're like, you have to wear like pads for 3 days of just like catching all. Do you see what I'm saying? To me, the medication one sounds way more intense.
But is that worst case scenario? You said 2 days, so it could be like take it and then the next day take the other thing and then like that afternoon or evening it just flushes out.
And for some people it literally is like minimum cramps and it's fine.
Yeah.
I'm privileged enough to say I don't want to have that experience.
Sure.
It to me sounds.
Also, you're like a 4 day girl.
Yeah, dramatic. I would be like, oh my God.
Well, not even
so
dramatic.
Painful.
I think you deal with real things. I'm just saying, like, you seem to be more susceptible to side effects and pain.
Exactly. So the surgical abortion is not as intense as maybe the word gives it out to be.
Because you're out.
Yeah. So you don't have to do it with sedation. Most people do it without sedation because it costs money to have the sedation. Again, they're not puncturing anything. They're simply sticking a long suction cup tube up into your uterus and taking out any matter that is there. And it's quick and you're back to work the next day. You might have light bleeding and cramping because your body is getting rid of hormones and it's also reacting to having something like done to it.
Sure.
But you are more quickly able to recover and you can get sedation, which I went into my gyno saying I would like the surgical abortion with sedation, period. I'm, again, privileged and lucky enough to be able to say that I can do that, pay for it, have insurance, and I live in a state that allows that.
Totally.
So if I'm given the choice, which thank God I am,
right,
I decided to go with surgical. Any questions?
Can I do the surgery?
You'd have to suck really hard on my puss.
Like, let me think about it.
Okay, so some abortion facts.
That is something, though, I feel like I could do without training.
You said this on the podcast like a couple weeks ago where you could eat out a girl and be really
running
good.
Running a marathon, eating out a girl, and performing a surgical abortion. I think I could do those three things.
Just put it on your resume like you've done it.
Tap, jazz, abortion doctor.
Okay, how many women do you think will have an abortion, or uterus owners will have an abortion in their lifetime?
42%.
That's a lot.
4%.
No. It's 1 in 4 women will have an abortion.
25%.
Yeah. Which is the same as who, as many will be sexually assaulted in their lifetime.
Is it the same people?
There's probably some crossover. That's dark. 19%.
That would suck if it was
but it happens.
The same.
It fucking happens. 19% will have an abortion by 30, and 4.6% will have one by 20. So the number of like younger people getting pregnant is not as prevalent as like Republicans want you to think. It's not babies killing babies.
Well, this is the thing. You're also like most fertile and you're most like you know the least you'll ever know.
66% of people who have abortions already have one child. Yeah.
That's fascinating. They're like, oh, actually it's not. It's like, I'm not doing that again.
Yeah. It's the number one reason for people who have abortions that already have a child is they want to be, they cannot provide enough for the one child that they do have. So like, they're making the smart decision.
Yeah, not going
to
do that.
Yeah. Estimated 10,000 people a year travel to California since Roe v. Wade was overturned to have an abortion.
How many years has it been?
Since 2015, 16?
No. Roe v. Wade was not overturned.
Okay, then why did you ask me?
Well, because I thought you had the right answer.
I don't know.
Don't Google it.
While we were doing this, can you look it up, Tiana? When was Roe v. Wade overturned?
Thank you. People are 14 times more likely to die during or after birth than from an abortion.
14 times more likely. Okay.
People want to say abortion's so dangerous.
Oh, really?
It's so bad for you. It is a risk you're taking. And it's like, no, you're taking more risk having a child by far.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
I didn't think it was dangerous, to be honest.
A lot of people do think it's something.
You know what I think of as dangerous? Childbirth.
Yeah.
That seems dangerous.
Yeah, no thanks. Complications from abortion are less than 1%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's probably a drunk doctor. Do you know when it was?
June 2022. What?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I knew it was recent.
Oh, wow. You know why I said 2015? It was because I was thinking about the rate of a decline for abortion started in 2015.
Oh,
that was another fact, was that people are actually having less abortions until Roe v. Wade was overturned because of sex education and birth control. So the fact that we were educating people was causing less abortions than trying to outlaw it. Thank you, Republicans. Fact, abortion is not linked to infertility. A lot of people think after you had an abortion, it'll
be
hard
to
get pregnant.
That's a fear-based thing. And it's like, what if this is my only one?
Yeah, and in fact, you are, you can get pregnant literally your next year, cycle. That's how non-invasive it is. The myth is that abortion causes long-term psychological or emotional problems or post-abortion syndrome, but there haven't been any studies to show, and that mostly people feel shame-based guilt post-abortion.
Of course.
So it's not like a clinical study, but your body is... But rebalancing hormones.
You only did the first one of these as a question for me to answer.
Oh, yeah.
Did I answer it so wrong that you took that away from me?
Yeah, because you answered in such a way that confused me. You're like 46%. I was like, oh my God, that's like every other woman.
Well, I was hoping that it was like almost a universal experience.
Normalize abortion.
Yeah. No, have one so you can relate to Kelsey.
I mostly just wanted to get make sure I got through all my facts. Hey Jane Health is a great profile to follow on social media, by the way. It ships medical abortion tools to every 50 states. So if you're like, where do I even get it? You can literally...
Tools, by that you mean the pills?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, they send like a kit, which is cool, which like comes with underwear and pads and like a heating thing.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
Maybe like a tub of ice cream.
Oh, I'd like that. A telemedicine abortion is possible. So you can actually like use your phone to call a doctor who will prescribe an abortion pill and then check in with you like 3 days later to make sure everything's hunky-dory.
Wow.
Yeah.
You don't put the phone up to your puss and have the doctor coax the baby out.
Hello in there.
Hey, you little bitch.
Come out, come out.
Time to leave.
And it is a myth that you can only have abortions in a hospital. Most people don't know that most people have abortions at home.
Wow, at home abortion.
Yeah, which honestly, I feel like being in the comfort, if you're gonna do the medication abortion, it's probably nice to be at home and cozy. But the abortion I am having, I am going in an hour before because I am doing sedation. They could just go and put me under. I'm gonna do the thing. And then I go home, I chill for the rest of the day, and then I think I'm actually going to like fly to New York the next night on a red eye.
Wow.
It's that quick and easy.
That's great.
Yeah.
I'm really happy for you.
But I feel like obviously we'll do a catch-up episode of what the process was like, how things are afterwards.
1,000,000%.
Yeah. But until then, like, it's just such a weird thing and experience to like do and be, and like even sitting here right now being like I'm pregnant feels like a joke.
Yeah, I think it's a joke.
It doesn't feel real.
I obviously think it's a joke because I keep making jokes.
Well, you also deal with trauma through laughter.
I do,
but this isn't traumatic to me. Isn't that weird?
No, I don't think so either. I honestly, again, as a gay man, being pregnant is kind of like silly.
It's such a goofy ass thing.
Yeah, it's like, okay,
what?
That's
okay,
crazy.
You got Cayman, you slut.
Yeah, like literally stop holding cum in your fucking
you're
vagina.
You're withholding it from us. I don't know. It's just such a strange, it's more strange to think about than to actually go through. I'll say that.
Oh, sure.
This whole process has been like very easy.
Yeah, I think the strangest part so far has been you sending me that diorama of what it looks like at 6 weeks. And I was like, oh, get that out of my friend.
Yes. You're like, yes, you're sick with something.
Like, I see claws. Why is the head that shape or
and
whatever?
Listen,
it's not even a head. I'm
part
just like,
of me was like, do I want to see it? Like, do I want to know? And I was like, yeah. Here's the thing. When I went in to my gyno to confirm, that
your
I was pregnant,
best friend.
And my best friend, Dr. V, they do a vaginal ultrasound, I think is what it's called. Or
and
vaginal
they put it
sonogram.
In?
Yeah. And they actually like look at your uterus and they can see the sac. And they're like, there it is. And they do that so to make sure you're not having an ectopic pregnancy, which is when it grows on the outside.
When the baby's like, and I'm an indoor-outdoor baby.
It's very dangerous for the woman. That's so funny, Zachary.
You've heard of dog doors?
Check
get a baby
out
door.
Ectopic pregnancy. So once they confirm it's in, I felt like my gyno did a really good job too of like, I made my plan very clear to her and she moved forward with the appointment with that knowledge. Like there was no like calling it a baby. There was no like, do
she's
you
like,
want to
oh,
see?
There's the monstrosity.
Yeah.
There's the growth.
The ailment. And
why,
so,
couldn't she just poked it a bunch with the sonogram stick?
I feel like that's bad for your...
Or what if they put a net on the end of it and she could just...
Catch it, scoop it out like an ice cream cone?
Yeah.
That does sound tasty. It was just a... I just got to give it up for female gynecologists, man, because the way that she is so informed with, like, the vibes, she's vibe-informed as hell.
I wish that was universal. I bet there are some absolute cunt
female horrific
doctors who are like, well...
What are you going to do?
Yeah.
You're
did you tell
keep
your,
it?
Your
you gotta
church
call your
leader?
Mom.
Yeah. Let's call him now.
Yeah. And like, come to California then if you're going through something, you know, LA specific, SoCal. But I've never once felt guilt. I want to make that so clear. Like, I have never once felt shame or guilt about the whole thing. If anything, I felt guilty about not using the birth control correctly. I think it's every straight dude's worst nightmare to have an unwanted pregnancy because they feel so out of control. Bro, the way that is so important to like choosing who you let literally like inside of you and who you waste your time with and who allow the gift of your time. And like, it just made me say like, golly, like even an ex that I'm thinking of.
Made you say golly?
Yeah. Made me say golly.
Golly.
I always say golly when I don't want to say god damn. Because okay. I always feel like a little bad saying god damn. I feel more guilty about that than having an abortion. Yeah, it made me think that like in my 5-year relationship, both of us might have been like, well, it makes sense. We've been together this long. We're in our 30s. Like maybe this it, and like this. I've never been so on the same page with someone that's like, we have our lives planned out and this is not a part of the plan. And like, I don't care what your fucking religion says about my
anything,
plan.
Really.
Anything. None of my business what your religion
let it,
is.
Let your life be dictated by
yeah.
it. Don't put your messy stuff on Kelsey.
Yeah. I think that's it.
Keep your Christ out of her cooter.
Ooh, I like that. We should make stickers. That go to like support the abortion fund or something.
Yeah. Christ free coochie.
Oh, I love that. It's just Jesus coming out of a vulva. Oh. I don't know. I saw some like really cool, it's weird to say abortion merch, but at Pride there was abortion merch that was like abortion is healthcare or like normalized abortion or vasectomies prevent abortion, which I
saw. Two funny shirts. One was, oh my God, fuck. It was, hold on. See titties, pet kitties, spend fitties. And then the other one was, who needs God when you have Satan? Which I just loved. It was
which
very
is,
hot
feels
topic.
Feels like the perfect way to end this podcast. Yeah. Who needs God when you have Satan? Get an abortion.
Get an abortion. Get two.
Get as many as you fucking want. Because
or need.
You should do what you want with your body and your body, your choice. We'll see you next week. Childless.